We're in Simen Tuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph. Mechaber said that Tarubas Chametz Yivalei Bali Rabbi Matzah Kedon, for example, Hamurias Vakusach Habavli Sheikh Armadi V'Chochiot Zebeilu Midbar Menachalim. So all these things which people eat and have a mixture of Chametz in them. The Mishnah explains the Murias is a type of food which is made from Shuman Dagim along with some Kemach Kaloi and some water. The Kusach is made from salt and mechalav and a couple of pieces of bread mixed into it. And the Sheikh Armadi is made from saurin and water and yermachmetzit. So those are all examples of tarovis chametz, and those you violate by your matzayan. But something which has a mixture of chametz in it but is not edible, so that you're allowed to keep in your domain. For Pesach, ownership for Pesach kagon, arivas ha'abdanin, shenasan l'socha kemach v'oros, afilin l'sanan sha'achas kodem zon abir, even if you put it in 1 hour before the time of the beer, harizam madr l'kamel, you're allowed to keep it because it is not ro'i l'achila. V'im lo nasan oros, nasan ha'kemach, if you just put the kemach in, so now you've created chametz, but you didn't put the oros in, which makes it inedible, kodem shal shiyam l'shas abir, madr l'kaimel, 3 days before the Shas HaBir, you're allowed to keep it, Shrei Nifsad V'Hivish, because then it gets ruined. Toshal Shal Yama, but within 3 days, Chayev Lavar, you would need to get rid of it. Other examples of Taruvas Chametz, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Chametz Milksheh, you don't violate Bayer Abayi Matzayan, and only Midrabanan, you need to get rid of it. So what's an example of Chametz Milksheh? That's something which is not Chametz Gamor, like something which the Sofrim used to glue the pages together, which you just take water and flour and mix it together in order to make glue. So that's Chametz Nuksha, which Midor Bunning you need to burn, but you don't violate Bayer Abaye Matzah on it because it is not Chametz Gamor. This is only if it was never Rai Lachila, but if it was Rai Lachila and then it got ruined, then it needs to be that it's not even Rai Lachila's Kelev in order to not violate Bayer Abaye Matzayan. What about whiskey, Yain Sraf? So whiskey, which is made from schnapps, which is made from the five types of grain. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's come over the Achronim, and this is actually Chametz Gamor. It's worse than Tarovis Chametz. So this makes a big nafkamina for us, not because you violate Bayer Abaye Matzah either way. It makes a big nafkamina for us when we discuss Achiras Chametz, that there are somewhere in Makbid not to sell Chametz Gamor, but they will sell Tarovis Chametz. So what category does Yain Sraf fall into? So the Mishnah Berurah holds that Yain Sraf falls into Chametz Gamor, which he would not be allowed to sell according to those opinions, but we'll see those who disagree. We just saw that the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's not Rai L'Achila, so then you're allowed to keep it for Pesach, a Tarovis which is not Rai L'Achila. How not Rai L'Achila does it have to be? So it would seem it would mean that it's not Rai L'Achila's Kelev, that a dog wouldn't need it. But Chazon Ish writes that even if it is Rai L'Achila's Kelev, once it's not edible for a person, then you're allowed to keep it as well. He says that even though when it comes to actual bread, which gets ruined, the Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be Nifsal Me'achila's Kelev, that a dog wouldn't eat it in order to not have to burn it. When it's a chametz, which is mixed in with other things, then once it is not Ra'i L'Achilas Adam, since it's a Davar Ma'os, and it's not going to be Machmetz other things, so that you're going to not have to burn it once it is not Ra'i L'Achilas Adam, as opposed to the bread, which got ruined, that as long as it is not Miso Me'achilas Kelev, you can still use it to make other foods chametz, and that's why it is going to be a problem until it is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev.